bungalow, yeah, yeah, in the bungalow, yeah, yeah, hear the natives shout, yeah, yeah, in the bungalow, yeah, 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 yeah. The natives are going wild, the drums are spreading the news.
Is that correct?
I
forgot
we were about to have to speak. I was so excited to dance.
We were dancing like jungle. We were like the Congo Cats. 1,000 years ago, the Congo Cats taught us how to rhythm and blues. Is that correct from nowadays' point of view? I think it is, because that's exactly what happened. Awesome.
That was the Scholars, Kangua, on the Imperial label.
And the Scholars were teaching us.
Yes, they were teaching.
There's a great jungle record. We just come from some sort of... Yes, we kind of come from some sort of jungle right now. We were at
the lake.
Well, yeah, not just right now.
I mean, this weekend.
Okay. We did come from the lake. We rode our bicycle to the lake. We went in the water, which was pretty cold.
It was cold. It's 14 degrees.
Yeah. It was kind of painful, but it was okay for a minute or two.
And on the ride back, the ride there and the ride back, we go through a forest. And actually, today was the perfect time to go, because the whole forest floor is covered in the wild garlic flowers. And it's just pure white. It feels like you're riding a bicycle on a cloud. It's really beautiful.
I'm not actually sure. I think
it lifted our moods a bit. We were a little down this morning.
Yeah, we weren't too happy. We know why, but we didn't know why in particular these days. And this, I really appreciate the forest and the lake we have close to us around here. We just walk out the door and we're pretty much in the forest. And I think this spot here where this wild garlic is growing everywhere, I mean, the entire bottom of the forest is covered in wild garlic. I think this is something that is you have nowhere else. And everybody's, of course, picking wild garlic before it has blossoms.
Yeah, before it has blossoms.
And it smells good until to a certain extent. At some point, you can't smell it anymore, but it's pretty nice.
It was perfect, because now we're in a better mood to do the podcast. Mm-hmm. And then, like we said before, we haven't been in the... good mood to actually go out and party like most people have. But this weekend, we actually stepped out of our comfort zone after so long of also with COVID and everything here being kind of crazy the last month. It's calmed down a little bit too.
But now everything is like parties wherever you look. You can't have an evening without any party. But this very special event now.
We talked about it last episode.
Did we announce it?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe you remember. Last weekend was, it wasn't a nighter, it was not even an all-dayer, it was an all-weekender. It was pretty much, it was the Jester Wild Weekender we had here in Leipzig. We weren't DJing, we were just attending and having fun, selling some food, or actually selling nothing, but going there to try to sell something.
Giving away food.
And this was an absolute, how many DJs were there, like 18 or something? They came from a lot of from the UK. There was a Swedish guy, a Swiss guy.
Spanish guy.
By the way, Spanish guy, DJ Fonsol, he's from Barcelona, and I bought a few records. Everybody had a few record boxes out there. I didn't buy much, just a bunch of cheapos and a bit of nice stuff that belongs in every household. And the one record I'm most happy about is I bought that from that Spanish guy. Chase Canfield woke up this morning on Dart. Great R&B record. And R&B is pretty much what we... This whole festival was pretty mixed. And what I really liked, we had the whole bunch of R&B, popcorn. There was a lot of... there was even ska DJ, ska rocksteady stuff, but also more jungle, jazzy kind of stuff, a bit of garage, barely any rockabilly, but it was a big mix of really great obscurities because, you know, sometimes you expect you have, you know, the, people play the obvious things like we always do, and stuff you heard a million times, but no, actually all these guys, they played really obscure things that many of us were looking at like, what the hell is that? This is amazing. And that was very nice. We didn't go there all night because there was...
No, we did the daytimers.
We were the party we're the poopers losers. Who hung out in the daytime in this other venue.
Friday night we had to work, and then Saturday we were going to go, but then I ended up getting a migraine.
Yes, and I also had to go somewhere else too. Yeah. But anyway, what I was wanting to do, I don't even know if I announced that. My idea was... This whole Jazz the Wild Weekend, you know, all those DJs come and all you hear from them is playing their records. And I thought, hey, that's a good chance for me.
They don't talk on the radio show, yeah?
No, you see this on the website, jazzthewild.com. You have their DJ sets played and it's all fantastic. But you never know who these people actually are until you get to know them. And so I thought, hey, that's a good occasion, opportunity for me to get to know them and hold a mic in their face and just ask them some stupid questions and nerdy stuff about records and something. And I did that, and I think most of them were terribly annoyed, like, who is this idiot with a microphone in his hand?
Get this thing and, out of my face.
But I did talk to quite a few people.
The guy I saw you talking about, the English guy, he was really excited. Yeah,
in
sure,
the end,
I'd
they were
to.
Like, yeah, I'm going to tell you all
Once
about it.
Once they had a few drinks in them, they were a little bit more loosened up.
The problem is, when I got home and listened to my recordings, I thought, I am the guy with an absolute idiot with a microphone in my hand because I had this handheld recording thing which has two microphones, one for the interviewer and one for the person interviewed. The other one just didn't work. So on this microphone, all signal I have is incredibly loud music and my terrible voice on it. And you can't listen to the person who I'm interviewing, which is pretty sad because they did actually have some interesting things to say. But I might summarize this as everybody's being happy to have this thing and everybody's meeting and telling, oh, they had... What I heard most of the guys is that during COVID, they had time to look deeper into categories of records they never even touched and that opened many doors and everything was kind of interesting. But yeah, I cannot show you this footage, especially if you are, I don't know why you would be, but in case you are here to listen to the footage I recorded, there is none, I'm sorry. So, but anyway, I thank you all very much.
It's a trap just to make you listen to our show.
Actually, that's a good trick. No, yeah, just in case you expected me to play something like that, there is none. But I want to thank you anyway, especially for those who organized the festival and all those who came. Probably cost a whole bunch of money getting the flight and an airplane and everything. But I'm pretty sure everybody had a ton of fun. Everybody was happy. And now, finally, back to the music. Here's one record I bought, and that is Chase Canfield Woke Up This Morning, an amazing Texas blues record. Here we go.
down, look for my baby, but she's nowhere around now. It is long ago, my heart is full of pain. Please don't go, baby, come back once again.
$50 piece and the dog's name Mail. He's 20 days late along the trail, but I'm not worried, he'll get here if he can. $50 Pete is a hope of a man. Through blizzards and hail and wolves on his trail, and mean old grizzlies hiding behind every hill. Sometimes he's near froze, I've seen him, I know, with icicles hanging from his big blue nose.
$50 Pete.
Some folks think Pete's just plain daft to risk his life through perilous rainy pass, across the frozen tundra to Fort McGrath, then down the Kuskokwim to old Napiamute, with nothing but his courage and his 20 mile of mutes. I'll bet you my poke he's somewhere on the trail. $50 Pete and the dog team Mail.
Mush, mush,
get along. He's somewhere on the trail. $50 Pete and the dog team Mail.
Mushing along, mush, mush, mushing along. Oh,
oh. This is another great oddball thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I really like this one. I wanted to wait till winter because it's more of a winter theme kind of snow, mail, whatever. But I just couldn't wait, so I decided I'd play it anyway now.
Who
it's
is that?
It's $50 Pete and a dog team Mel. Tex Johnston on the Sage label.
And
yeah,
the
I've
melody.
Had that one for a while, and just waiting.
Who were the girls singing? Oh, oh!
Oh, yeah. And the Melody Maids.
The Melody Maids. Isn't that a cute name? Awesome.
Yeah, I really never like
never heard
this
about
one.
This record before in my whole life. It's nice. I like it.
Yeah.
I have also something special. I just recently discovered that Florida record. Never heard about. I don't know why this was for sale somewhere and somebody else bought it. It was too expensive. And then I looked it up. I couldn't find any info about it. And then in the completely wrong category, wrong spelled, I found a G copy of that 45, even in Europe. And I was kind of happy about that. This is Harold White, Dream of Me, on a label named Master.
I'm very jealous of this one.
It's pretty good. It has a nasty scuff in the beginning. You hear that's going to be clicking, clacking.
But it fades out.
It fades out. It's all good. It's okay for the price I paid and the condition. It's
yeah.
And it's kind of
it
fair.
It looks like it'd be a lot worse.
It looks like unplayable. But hey, I was happy. Where is that from? From Tampa, Florida, on the Master label. And definitely this is inspired by Roy Orbison's Dream Baby, because this is pretty much the same song, just a little differently arranged. And it's gotten surprisingly awesome guitar break. Harold White and his country masters, Dream of Me. This is pretty fantastic. Not a good pressing. I think that's a Capitol Custom. Sounds like crap, but man, enjoy that.
Sounds like crap.
My one love, my one and only love. Dream, dream. I touched your lips, I felt my poor heart slip, and then I knew that it was true.
These two records go together just perfect.
Poor guy.
Oh.
Poor me. Yeah, that was Chip Fisher. Fish and Chips? Chip Fisher. singing Poor Me.
Ba-bam! Fish and Chips, Chip Fisher. That's a pretty good one.
On the Addison label. Yeah, I never noticed the girls being so annoying in this song until Bearable was like pointing it out over and over and doing those faces. And then I'm like,
but
oh man.
I really like this record. Yeah, I love the atmosphere and the guitar. It's really cute. I think both of these we just played were 60s records. Also the one before, which had this kind of a primitive recording sound, that I think what I found out, it came out in 66 or something, like pretty late. So it was this perfect mix of like a country teen pre-garage type of record. So that's just really the kind of stuff I'm collecting. And I was actually too late to queue up a record now, and I just grabbed anything from the box, and it ended up in yet another Sammy Salvo. I don't know how often I played Sammy Salvo yet. Did I even play Here I Go Again yet?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
I kind of think I played that before.
Uh-oh. Should we check before you start?
Well, maybe I just
doing.
You, since it's not queued up anyway, I might as well just queue up something else. Here,
check.
This is.
Ah,
oh yeah.
Then I have to pull out my record for that one.
You want to do that? We have two British records here.
Double.
This
spin.
Guy. When was it? Then we discovered Carl Denver.
We played him on the show a while back.
And we had no idea who he is, and we found out that he's actually an absolute legend from Scotland, isn't he? And he has this very, I mean, this he has one of those voices that you can, he opens his mouth, you know, oh, it's probably Carl Denver. And yes, it is. Here's a record on a British decker called Pastures of Plenty. Did I pronounce that correct?
Pastures? Yes, pastures.
Pastures of Plenty.
Pastures of Plenty.
And this is another one of those.
Got two farming records going out to all of the farmers out there that are struggling.
Yes, I heard that million tons of grains are trapped in Ukraine because they can't go out and Russia is bombing it. It's all
or
crap.
Or they're stealing it,
yeah. When I heard this, I was thinking of something that many people actually forgot about. Holodomor. Does anybody remember Holodomor? That was in the 30s when they were pretty much just stealing everything that you could possibly grow in the Ukraine to let the people starve. To suppress them. So it kind of brings memories of that. But that's so long ago, nobody actually remembers that, really. I mean, Ukrainians do. I don't know. I was just sorry for...
Let's hope let's not go that direction.
Yeah. But, until then, Pastures of Plenty, Carl Denver, Carl with a K. And we have... What do you think when we play a British record, then... we play another British record. And who is my favorite?
Who is it? We mentioned it a couple of times.
We mentioned it a couple of times. This is probably one of my favorite Lonnie Donegan records playing after that. So listen to both of that.
Who made you back a band, some old man? 18, 19, 20 years ago, I'd taken Sal to the party, oh. I'd taken Sal to the party, oh. I wouldn't let her dance, but I said her so. Oh, but go by the lamb. Who made you back a band, some old man? Oh, but the gold by the lamb, who made you back a band, some old man, old man, old man, He made my gal come walking down the road, the wind from her feet knocking sugar in the gold. It's a dance. Sugar in the gold and gold on the ground. If you wanna get your sugar, gotta roll a good around. Ooh, go by the lamb who made your back bend so old, oh, man. Go by the lamb who made your back bend so old, oh, man. Oh man. Oh man. The chicken in the bread tray is mighty good stuff. Mama cooked the chicken, but I never get enough. Jawbone eating, jawbone talk, jawbone eating with a handful. Oh, but go by the land who made you back fancy, oh man.
Man, is another one of those cryptic lead belly songs I never really understand. Are there people who actually can sing along and understand all the lead belly songs? But yeah, this is such a great version of it. This is so great.
Yeah, it's a really good version. I'm not sure what he was talking about. But
me neither. But I mean, I don't know. You can tell that Lonnie Donegan listened to Lead Belly a lot, and that was how these things go together. You know, look at these two guys and how they do not compare at all. If you look at them and then they play, and it's just like, oh my god. Good. Okay, I'm gonna play an R&B record now.
What?
Where you been?
Where you been?
I've
been right here. Where you been?
This is Lloyd Fat Man, and Fat Man is actually in quotes, which I don't know.
Maybe he's skinny.
I'm pretty sure he's a fat. He sounds like a big guy. Where you been, Lloyd Fat Man on OK? And that actually, to me, that looks like a pretty decent shaped 45. Let's see what it sounds like. Here we go.
You came home late last night. Now you know. That ain't right. One eye red, the other green, the saddest sight I've ever seen. Now where you been? I said, where you been? I'll give you one more chance, but you best not do it again. If you knew how you look from now on, you'd be good. Baggy eyes, what a phase. You look bad enough to take the wolf man's place. Where you been? What? I said, where you been? I'll give you one more chance, but you best not do it again. Up hair. No lie, baby. You look bad. You enough to drive a sane man mad. Where you been? I said, where you been? I give you one more chance, but you best not do it again. Now won't you listen, baby, baby, where you been? I said, where you been?
kiss from a woman and then I'm gone. Working all day where the sun don't shine, just to make a living for that woman of mine. Sleeping all day with muscles and might, trying to make a living that's honest and right. For that woman of mine I toil all day, by the sweat on my brow I earn my pay. When 6 o'clock finally rolls around and I can lay my burdens down, the strife of the day all seems worthwhile when I get home and see my woman smile. When I get home from a long, hard day, my worries and troubles seem to fade away. My woman takes this calloused hand and thanks the Lord for this working man. Sleeping all day with muscles and might, trying to make a living that's honest and right. For that woman of mine I toil all day, by the sweat on my brow I earn my pay.
Yeah, another working man.
Soul of a working man. Yeah, this one ended up being quite expensive because
really?
I bought it twice.
Oh.
Yeah, I got ripped off once. The guy never sent it.
Oh,
sold,
really?
I sent him the money, sold, and then he was disappeared on Facebook.
Is that
everywhere.
A rare record? Is that, what is that?
Yeah, it's not so easy to find. It's on the Shell label. It's a really cute little label.
It looks cute.
Ron Davis. Soul of a Working Man.
When is that? That's like early 70s, mid 70s or something. Pretty late record.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think it's mid 70s, but maybe early. 70s.
But it's very important.
I don't know. I really didn't look much research in it. I just researched how to get it, and it ended up costing me double. Mm. But
it's very important that a working man record needs a steel hammer always.
Yes,
it's
always.
Like you can't have a working man record without a steel hammer.
Or a prison. Yeah.
Yeah, working, which is
it's also working man, I guess.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Anyway, what do you got?
I got a record that is
Jungle
Jive. Dennis the Rocket Puckett. That's his name. He had another 45 that was Rockin' Teens and another flip side, Bye Bye Blues, which is pretty good. I have another one on the cute-looking Emerald label. So big M and Emerald. Yeah, it's funny because I like the... I don't know which side is which, but Jungle Jive is one side, which is kind of a nice... teener, jungle, almost poppy kind of thing. It's cute. I like it. And the other side is the most worstest teener you will have ever heard. If anybody remembers Clyde Ankle, can you sing? No.
Oh, yeah.
I might. Let me just do this for now. This is one of those records.
I can sing.
Can you sing? No. Let me just quickly introduce you the flip side, which is Teenage Girl. This is probably one of those things where, like, you need a flip side for the record. Yeah, what am I going to sing? Something with teen and girls. I think teen and girls always goes together. This is terrible.
Teenage girl, teenage, teenage.
And he does nothing else.
Teenage girl.
He's for 2 minutes. He's just teenage girl. This is a record that can easily be discarded as junk. But Jungle Jive, it's nice. It is nice.
Does he just sing Jungle Jive, or does he sing it all?
He does sing the occasional other lyrics. Yeah, that's Dennis the Rocket Puckett features with Web Foley's Quartet. Here it is.
Dancing to the beat of a jungle jive. really start bopping, really start bopping, bopping, they bop for the day with Jungle Jive. I wanna be Jungle Jive. To keep us seeing. Oh, Jungle Jive.
You've heard the story of brave men, my due respects to them. But you ain't heard nothing till you hear the tale about the man they called Big Jim. He raised himself in the bios on wildcat nails and beans. He rode an alligator down the Mississippi all the way to New Orleans.
Chippy, 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 what?
Big Jim. Pirates roaming the rivers, the times was rough and grim. You should have seen the way that they would disappear when someone said, here come Big Jim. The trail he blazed across Texas was wide as Tennessee. And when all that trouble started along the border, boy, set the Lone Star free.
Chippy, 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 what?
Big Jim, boy.
Big Jim, boy.
Big Jim. I tell is a true one, his name is history. When I close my eyes to go to sleep at night, I know he's watching over me.
Chippy, 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 what?
Big Jimboy.
Big Jim, big Jimboy.
Big Jimboy.
A big Jim. A big Jim.
I love the voice of Chuck Bowers. This is such a great singer.
I want to ride an alligator down the down the
Mississippi
to New Orleans. That'd be, it's so good. This is a new record for me, so I'm very excited. Big Jim Bowie.
He had two Decca 45s that I love. The other one is the, you know, Teach Me Japanese. A double sided, great double sided. I don't know what's on the flip side of this one, actually. What does it say?
I don't remember either.
But anyway, that was a good one. Big Jim Bowie. These kind of voices are so fantastic. The Cherokee. Wasn't he a Cherokee? I was born in Oklahoma. I'm a Cherokee. Ah, so good. We have two records by on a label that we're normally not interested in, Gardena Records. Gardena is funny because it looks kind of cute. The funny thing is Gardena, I don't know if that's also a thing outside of Germany, but there is for garden water hoses, there's all sorts of garden equipment by a brand named Gardena. So whatever you have your, whatever lawn, wedding, apparatus, whatever, there's a whole system called Gardena. And I used to work as a stage hand. We also used to fool each other, but with Schuko is what we call the normal electric plug that goes in the wall. And like, we need an adapter, Schuko of Gardena. And that was funny at the time. And now we have two 45s. It's not funny now, I see that.
Mine's called Funny Bone, so.
Funny Bone, you
but
see?
Yeah, but when you hit that, it actually hurts. It doesn't actually, it's not really funny, so maybe that was just like your joke.
Not really funny. I'm not known for good jokes. But anyway, these are two records. The one, Ribbone Fedarian, kind of reminds me of Honeycomb by Jimmy Rogers. It's kind of taken from that. And it's not bad, but what is yours? Funny Bone?
You have Ribbone, I got Funny Bone. Mine's Tony Wilde.
And that is why we have to play these records exactly. Together. Gardena, Ribbone and Funny Bone. Fedarian. Where's the button? Here, this one. All right, here we go.
Many years ago when the world began, the Lord made a creature and he called it man. The man started wailing, Lord, I'm all alone. So the Lord made a woman from an old rib bone. Rib bone, rib bone, that's the start of all the trouble a-going. Rib bone, rib bone, all the trouble started with an old. The woman and a man joined hand in hand. Together they lived in the promised land. Along came a viper and he cast a spell. And the woman ate the apple that was raised in hell. Rib bone, rib bone, that's the start of all the trouble a-going. Rib bone, rib bone, all the trouble started with an old. Lightning cracked and a thunder roared, and through it all came the voice of the Lord. He said, you sinned, and he cast them out. Well, the man got mad and began to shout. Rip bone, rip bone, that started all the trouble a-going. Rip bone, rip bone, all the trouble started with an old. Bone. Down through the years of history, and in the good book you can plainly see, in every story of man you find, that woman drove him right out of his mind. Rip bone, rip bone, though you started all the trouble a-going. Wish I had a woman I could call my own, my own.
Little part laugh, a big part cry. That's all you're gonna get till the day you die. It's a darn good thing when you're on your own that the Lord gave man a funny bone. Some men sink where other men swim, each one toting his troubles with him. Man can't live on fear alone, that's why he's got him a funny bone. Little part laugh, a big part cry. That's all you're gonna get till the day you die. It's a darn good thing when you're on your own that the Lord gave man a funny bone. Work and sweat and struggle all day. Time for rest and it's docked from your pay. Stagger home when day is through. Find your gal's check out on you. A little part laugh, a big part cry. That's all you're gonna get till the day you die. It's a darn good thing when you're on your own that the Lord gave man a funny bone. Some men sing and other men fight. Blow their money on a Saturday night. Fight
sing and spend your gold, but it won't help you when your love turns cold. A little part laugh, a big part cry, that's all you're gonna get till the day you die. It's a darn good thing when you're on your own that the Lord gave man a funny bone.
Gardena, the label specialized in bones.
What's in that? What's the guy's name again?
Tony Wilde.
Tony Wilde.
Do you sound wild?
Well, you sound funny.
I like that one. Mine's better than yours.
Yes, yours is better than mine. I'm sorry. Anyway, I have another little cheapo on here. I haven't played Garage today. This is the flip side of Dirty Water by the Stendhals. I like the flip side much more, actually. That is Rari. R-A-R-I. On the Tower label, Tower, which I think always is the first 60s attempt to do some modern arts on a label layout. I never liked the label look of the Tower label, because they started this. This label could easily be made in the 80s, but it's a 60s record. 65, 66, I don't know. The Stendhals with Rari. Here it is.
Many men have died. He's the enemy of your soul. Don't let him take control. Ooh. Envy, false food and pride. Envy, false food and pride. Cause of the devil's son, many men have died. He's the enemy of your soul. Don't let him take control. Envy, false food and pride. Now the devil's he got three, son. Envy, false food and pride. Every time you see the old boy walking side by side, always looking for trouble. Trouble is their intent. Listen while I tell you who killed the president. Envy, false food and pride. Because of the devil's son, many men have died. He's the enemy of your soul. Don't let him take control. Envy, false food and pride. Now listen to me, children. Listen to what I say. Try to stay out of trouble, because crime doesn't pay. Try to love your neighbor and treat everybody right. Watch out for your enemies, they're looking for a fight. Envy, false food and pride. Because of the devil's son, many men have died. He's the enemy of your soul. Don't let him take control. Envy, false food and pride.
Huh, it's kind of weird.
Teaching little children, is that like little children?
Yeah, this was like, yeah, preaching about little children about envy, falsehood, and pride.
Envy, falsehood, and pride.
Let me tell you, brothers and sisters.
This has lots of meanings, and I think in any way you want to look at it, I guess.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Bill Spivory.
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 What's that label? Tahoe.
On the Tahoe label, record label. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I really like it. It's got something. It's
weird.
I think it's kind of powerful. Like the story behind it and stuff. So it's just, I don't know.
I think I was annoyed by the kids and the vocals and the clapping on one, two, three, four. Okay.
He's easily annoyed.
I'm going to annoy you with. This is not not Big Mama Thornton. This is Willie Mae Thornton. Yes, she is. It's of course her. As it says on the Peacock label, How Come? We're going to play. We just found that we have two different records called How Come in the box. And How Come we got those two. This is a really low volume pressing. I have to turn this all the way up. Yeah, Big Mama Thornton as Willie Mae Thornton. How Come? A good one, and then yours is completely different.
A better one. No, I'm just kidding.
Better one.
No, it's better quality, actually.
It sounds pretty good. Yeah, it's better quality.
Yeah, mine is Bobby Hamilton, How Come?
It's one of those popcorn club hits, I would say.
It is.
But hey, it's good. It's great. Here is Willie Mae Thornton.
Baby, I've got no more you. Ain't gonna be how come no love you expressing? How come, baby, how come?
My brain, the way you treat me is a crying shame. Everybody's saying we're all through, and I wanna get a straight answer from you. How come, pretty baby, how come you treat me like you do? How come, pretty baby, what did I do to you? Your kiss was warm, kiss it was nice, but now your lips are as cold as this. Moving me out of Sunshine Lane to Heartbreak Hill and look at it rain. How come, pretty baby, how come you treat me like you do? How come, pretty baby, what did I do to you? I hear your voice saying nobody's home. How come, pretty baby, how come you treat me like you do? How come, pretty baby, what did I do to you? What did I do to you? What did I do?
What did I do to you that you both also have to play a How Come record?
You made me.
I did. I thought that's a good occasion to play these two together.
Actually, when you said that, I was like, I also have one.
Of course. So. Okay, yeah, that was kind of an obvious record to play, and I'm also going to do the same. I'm not known for collecting rockabilly classics in a good condition. Usually, when there's a good record, it's too expensive that I either don't buy it or I get it in an absolutely hammered condition. I was kind of weak when I saw this one. Harmon Bozeman, No Love in You, an absolutely perfect rockabilly record. Perfect sound. He just repeats his one-line lyric, and it's just great. On the Sark label out of Luling, Texas, surprisingly good condition, original 45. And Skaba, what you got after that?
I don't know.
Oh,
yet.
She's looking. All right. Okay, let's hear some. I mean, this is just a killer record. This is just so good. Here it is, No Love in You. There's rhythm in the way you walk and rhythm in the way you talk. What's going on? You're looking at the time. Are
yeah,
we
one what? Hour already.
Okay, yeah, we're almost done. So I guess we're gonna play a handful of more records. Okay, here is Harmon Bozeman. And this doesn't it say the Circle C Ranch Hands? No, it doesn't. Here it is.
There's rhythm in the way you walk, and rhythm in the way you talk. In everything you do, but there ain't no love in you. There's rhythm in the way you dance, and rhythm in the way you glance. There's rhythm in everything you do, but there ain't no love in you. You think you own the world and everything that is inside. Let me tell you, sister, this is one mister who ain't gonna be hog-tied. There's rhythm in the way you dance, and rhythm in the way you glance. There's rhythm in everything you do, but there ain't no love in you. There's rhythm in the way you sing, and rhythm in the way you fling. There's rhythm in everything you do, but there ain't no love in you. There's rhythm in the way you dance, and rhythm in the way you glance. There's rhythm in everything you do, but there ain't no love in you. You think you own the world and everything that is inside. Let me tell you, sister, this is one mister who ain't gonna be hog-tied. There's rhythm in the way you walk, and rhythm in the way you talk. There's rhythm in everything you do, but there ain't no love in you.
up on the mountain overlooking the city, there's an iron man. He's been standing there for a long, long time. Well, you might think that he's getting old, 'cause he's been around for 50 years or so. Now that's a mighty long time, but still his age don't show. The Iron Man. At the turn of the century, a New York sculptor made an Iron Man. 50 feet tall from the bottom of his feet to the tip of his hand. Well, he got on the rails, went up to St. Louis to a steel convention just to see what was doing, but he was too far north. Missouri didn't suit him. The Iron Man. Well, they talked all day and up into the night about the Iron Man. 120,000 pounds of iron, now that's a whole lot of man. Well, he was there in St. Louis representing the South, but when the whole thing was over, well, shut my mouth. Packed up the gear and just flat pulled out, left the Iron Man. 33 years he laid flat of his back in the Missouri hills. But then one day the steel men came back on the big iron wheel. Well, there was Alabama iron ore in his veins, so they picked him up and put him on a southbound train. Brought him back home down south again, the Iron Man. Now when the darkness comes and the shadows fall around the Iron Man, and the only light is from a torch he holds in his right hand. Since back about 1901, out in the cold night air and the red hot sun, just never seemed to worry him none, the Iron Man. Now high on the crest of that old tall mountain stands the Iron Man. He'll be standing there for a long time to come. Well, maybe he's blue, but who's gonna know? 'Cause if he is, well, it just don't show. He just stands there looking at the city below. The Iron Man. The Iron Man. The Iron Man.
There he stands.
There he stands. I really like this one.
That's a great cash alike.
Yeah, this was the double sider. I played the other side in another show, but
you
I figured this was a good occasion with the, I don't know, not to bring everyone down again, but like with the Steel Factory and
Yes, Mariupol.
So Mariupol. So
yes, but I think
this is
also
a tribute to all those people working in the steel factories
and
iron.
Well, nobody's working there anymore. Also, I heard last
not there,
time,
but just like this song is about iron workers and steel workers.
Yes.
So.
I think what I heard last is that the entire factory is evacuated from civilians, but there are still fighters in there. So
who knows what's happening?
Yeah, yeah. Who knows exactly?
The news we get, we're not even.
Yeah. So. The Iron Man. Yeah, that's a big statue. And where is it standing?
Oh, what did it say? In Alabama.
In
Birmingham.
Birmingham, Alabama. And while you played that, I thought I'm going to play a record from Birmingham, Alabama. And who is one of those legends from there? I have two here. I have Sammy Salvo. And I have Hard Rock Gunter, and I couldn't decide which one to play. And I'm not even, still I'm not sure if I played Here I Go Again by Sammy Salvo. And that's why I'm going to play, and I have a lot of Hammond records today. Woo! I mean, wee! An absolute amazing record
did
by Hard Rock Gunter.
Did you play that one
already? I did not. I was thinking about it. I played the other side, which is Wee 3, an absolutely gorgeous flip side. But I didn't play Woo, I mean Wee. It's on Emperor, it's incredibly hammered, but it's playable, and that's why I'm going to play it. And then you have...
we have two enders.
We have two enders today. We have two weirdos. Yours is not really... you
mine,
will see.
Yeah.
They're interesting. And Hard Rock Gunter and the Rhythm Rockers. Woo, I mean we. That's another just fantastic classic. Uma papa Where is it? What am I doing? Ah, here. This is what I need. Okay, here we go.
Well, little girl, I'm a-telling you, I don't know what I'm a-gonna do, but I done it, yes I did, well I done it, I'm gonna put my lid, well I done it, yeah, I mean, I done fell in love with you. I was a lonely boy,
wow,
I couldn't find no joy,
wow,
I met you and I'm a-telling you, I'm like, okay, she really chewed you joy. Little girl, I'm telling you, I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I done it, I done it, yes, I did, well, I done it. Ooh, I'm gonna lift my lid, well, I done it, yeah. Ooh, I mean, I done fell in love with you. I didn't think I would.
Wow.
I didn't think I could.
Wow.
But I never knew till I met you that love would be so good.
Bop, 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 bop.
Little girl, I'm telling you, I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I done it, I done it, yes I did, well I done it, ooh, I'm gonna put my leg, well I done it, ooh, I mean, we, I done fell in love with you.
Preach you all a sermon, and it's all about Adam. And I don't mean the Bible Adam. Ain't talking about the Adam that God created. I'm talking about the one that science liberated. The one that folks are scared of. Spelled A-T-O-M. If you're scared of the Adam, here's what you gotta do. You gotta get all the people in the world with you. If you don't get together and do it right, one of these days it'll be good night. Then what'll you do? Run? Hide? Where? Life used to be such a simple joy. Cyclotron was just a super toy. When folks got born, they'd work and marry. An atom was a word in the dictionary. And then it happened. Overnight. The science boys from every clime all pitched in with overtime. And before they knew it, the job was done. They'd harnessed up the power of old man sun. They were splitting atoms while the diplomats were splitting hairs. Now the moral is there and it's plain as day. Old man Atom is here to stay. He's gonna stick around, that's plain to see. But what about us, my friend, are we? I hold this truth to be self-evident, that all men may be cremated equal. Now the Atom ain't local and the Atom ain't fair. We got it over here, they got it over there. And whether you're white, red, black, or brown, it comes to this when you boil it down, to be or not to be. That is the question. Now the answer to it all ain't military datum, like who gets there with the mostest atoms. The people of the world must decide their fate. They can either get together or disintegrate. And that's it, brother. So hear me good. Now it's up to the people, cause the atom don't care. You can't fence him in, he's just like air. He don't give a hoot about politics or who got what into whichever fix. All he wants to do is sit around all day and have his nucleus bombarded by neutrons. So listen, good people, this is my thesis. Peace in the world or the world in pieces.
Kind of a happy record for this subject.
Peace in the world or the world in pieces.
And all men are cremated equal.
Yeah, it's a pretty, it sounds like a happy thing. Yes, but the message behind it is really very serious.
Yes.
And it's actually, I mean, this is a novelty record for, you know, the time of the Cold War or whatever. And now,
but it's still, it teaches
us. It's the thing, it's like, it's still happening.
We said this last show, this is the show before where we were complaining about, you know, how we were being thrown back in Cold War age. Yeah. It's terrible. And exactly that is the reason we dug out these two records, which haven't probably were laughed about at the time or ever since. Like, oh, look at this. Oh, is that silly? Especially the next one. This is Jimmy Dean, Dear Ivan. You would probably also consider this like, oh, man, this is so cheesy. And how can, you know, you can't listen to that. Now is the time to listen to that because it's actually pretty good. It is terribly, you know, the whole instrumentation, everything. It is a kind of record you wouldn't want to play, but listen to it. yeah, Jimmy Dean talking to whatever, some random Ivan in the USSR, and you know, we don't actually care about them politicians. We, you and me, you're just a farmer. It is kind of cute. Maybe that's the kind of voice we have to use again, you know, this kind of speech, because right now everybody's just bitching at each other. You're evil, you motherfucker, you're going to kill you, and everybody's going to bomb you to death. I recently saw on TV that the Russian state TV actually displays great animations in the evening news. How long would a nuclear missile from Kaliningrad take to Berlin, to London, or to Paris? This is the kind of talking they do nowadays. And we had this before, and nobody wants that again. So this is not the kind of, diplomacy. Where is diplomacy? It's completely gone. So that's why Jimmy Dean tried it. It's cheesy, but it's great. And we say goodbye for today.
Thanks for tuning in.
What else have we got to say? Probably not much.
This is the number 40 show.
Oh, we didn't even introduce. Numbers, that was Gali Gasho G.
Yeah, Gali Gasho G.
I think we're at the 40th. Pronounce
I'm
that right.
I'm Highfalutin Mama.
And I'm Mighty Mishka.
And we're both older than 40.
Why do you have to?
I don't know. I just
no reason to announce that. No, yeah, thank you for tuning in. As I said before, this was supposed to be a Just a Wild info special interviewing nerds and record collectors. These people were interesting. They probably had a lot more to say than I was able to even, you know, squeeze out of them. But it turned out to be a whole bunch of nothing that I got for you. But I'm telling you all, thank you for being annoyed by me. And thank you for the few people who bought some delicious cinnamon rolls and some
banana
summer
bread.
Rolls.
Banana bread was and my frustration sauce.
Yes,
also
we
hot sauce.
The
pretty good.
The guys played the delicious record and you served some delicious food. And we are going to order a delicious pizza now and say goodbye to you. And Jimmy Dean says, "Dear Ivan." Something of it in USSR. Anyway, see you next time. I hope everybody is all right.
Stay safe,
there.
Stay healthy.
Exactly.
And
yeah. Ciao.
Ciao.
His truth is marching on.
To Ivan Kovanovich, USSR. Dear Ivan, you don't know me and I don't know you, but I sure would like to meet you. Yes, sir, I'd like to walk up and shake your hand and look you straight in the eye and tell you that I haven't got one thing in this world against you. I know that the heads of our government seem to have problems getting together to talk things over. I got a feeling if you and I could just sit down and talk, not as representatives of anybody's government, but just two plain, ordinary human beings. I feel that we might think a great deal alike. I'm an entertainer now, Ivan. I used to be a farmer just like you. I got a wife and three kids. And this may sound a little unpatriotic, but to me, these are more important than the heads of anybody's government. A few years back, you and I both left the farm and we put on a uniform. And we were on the same side of the fence, you and me, Ivan. And you know, I can't help but believe that we're still on the same side of the fence, that we would both like to see a world united in peace. I'll tell you something, Ivan. I love my land very much. Oh, we got some of the prettiest mountains and trees and rivers and valleys that you've ever laid eyes on. And I'm sure that you feel the same way about your country. And I know that neither one of us would like to see the face of our countries blackened by the hot breath of anybody's bomb. You know, they tell me that over there you don't believe in a God. But though I've never met you, I can't help but believe that a man who's stood on a crisp fall morning and watched the sun rise over his farmland, or he's planted a small grain of corn and seen it grow out of the fertile soil, or better than that, Ivan, held your own baby in your arms. I know that you know that there's a God up there watching over each and every one of us. Ivan, when I put my babies to bed tonight, I'm gonna say a prayer for you and yours. And if you in your own way will say a prayer for me and mine, and maybe we can talk our neighbors into doing the same thing, this will be more powerful than any conference held over any conference table anywhere in the whole wide world. And then maybe we can live as God intended, peacefully, together. Yours truly, Jimmy Dean, USA.
Tell him, Jimmy, tell him. I forgot to mention that actually yesterday was Mother's Day. And Mother's Day coincidentally falls to the same day as the victory over the Nazis. What he was singing about, there was standing on the same side of the fence, you and I. And yeah, the victory over Nazi Germany happened pretty much yesterday. I think the Russians celebrated today, and now they're completely using that for, you know, we are about to defeat fascism in Ukraine, which is just a complete bullshit twisting of history, which I'm very angry about. Yeah, Jimmy Dean, Dear Ivan.
Now the war is mostly with U.S. and Russia, it seems like.
Yeah, of course. This is just a proxy war. It's a proxy war. That's why this is just as, you know, up to date as it was back then. So, yeah. Telling you, Mighty Mishka, Germany, Dear Ivan. Ciao.